Welcome to Alchemergy. My name is Dennis William Hauck, and together we will explore the ancient mysteries of alchemy.
Step one of this method of contemplative prayer is called quieting. So its object is just what I was speaking about. The object is just a simple method of relaxation and mental detachment that's not only common to Christianity and alchemy, but also to a lot of different religious traditions. But for the Middle Ages, there's only one reason to do it, to quiet the mind, and that is to find preparing the soul for union with God, to find that connection to the above and to the one mind that the alchemists saw. So let's sit comfortably, find a comfortable position. Your spine upright. And don't do this laying down. Don't do any of these kind of medieval meditations laying down. If you're going to practice this through the week now, which is the assignment here, try to do it early in the morning or after a nap or a day off or other time when you can be alone with your thoughts without any interruption. I know that's difficult for many of us, but the basic process is withdrawal. So you want to begin on the level of body now and close your eyes. Just relax. And you're there. You're in the space where the work is going to take place. There's no big secret about it. It's totally natural. This space is all yours. You can do anything in you. You can think anything. You have complete freedom, and that's where that is what is necessary for this work. There's no judgment, no morals, no ideas that you're doing something wrong. It's totally your space, and that's what makes it so powerful. So just relax. Let your shoulders fall. Let your consciousness fall into this space like water. Relax your mind, let it go, let your thoughts go, let go. Focus on the quiet. The quieting meditation is about cultivating the silence. There's something there within our own consciousness, that is within the consciousness of the entire universe. And the meeting place is in the silence. Now, achieving the silence is where the work of this step is at. Try not to have any thoughts and just push them away or let them float away by themselves. Just create the empty space and the silence. Silence is golden here, literally. If you're having any images appear, you can note what they are and work with them later, but most likely these are fleeting fantasies or remnants of the day, images that you had during the day that you experienced, energies coming together from the mundane things that went on during the day. The alchemists call these fermenting images. In other words, they kind of spring up with a life of their own. And they usually don't have a lot of meaning. Sometimes they do. But usually they're just some mundane things going on that come up from your unconsciousness, from the energy of your consciousness, condensing into light as images. They don't mean much. So if you're having those, just wait until they go away. The danger here is following one of these fermenting images, one of these irrelevant images, and going into a fantasy in this state. We want to avoid that. So if you are having images, just let them go and they'll play themselves out. And it may take a while, or it may just occur. Where you see no more images, perhaps a dull light, a gray light, or a blank screen. If you're not having images, all the better. All the better, because you're like one step ahead. If when you close your eyes, you normally don't have images. That's the starting point. That's the space, the alchemical space you want to be in, because you want to control the light here. Alchemists called it the true imagination. You want to make the images. If they come up from the unconscious or from some outside source, from some mundane thing, you have to ignore them and let them go. The same is true of thoughts and words, feelings, impressions. Just let them go and create that empty space behind your eyes. And now focus behind your eyes, your forehead, between the eyes. Let the inner vision rest there. Such relief from all the burdens of the day, from all the burdens of trying to understand, trying to achieve, trying to be this or that, trying to get something, trying to be something, all that will go away here in this empty sacred space. Dwell here in silence for a while. Relax. Nothing's going on. Nothing's going to happen. We want a pure space, pure empty space, where the work can be done. This is the inner laboratory, and it's that easy to get to. You get to the point where you close your eyes, and it's there. And that's all it takes. The only meditation is withdrawal. Withdraw from the world. Withdraw from your aspirations, personality, and focusing on the only essence that counts, your soul, finding your soul, which is hidden here. It's a joyous reunion when it occurs, and it will occur if you keep this space purified. Keep your eyes focused between your eyes at the forehead, at the screen. Don't let your eyes relax into any other images. Don't let this visual field be taken over by other parts. This is your space. You're cultivating the silence, cultivating the emptiness, which is the infinite source. It's just a blank screen, a dark golden light, gray. Stay here as long as you can, without anything forming. This is the beginning of freedom. the beginning of the work which takes place here, which has been waiting for you here. There is work to do here. Just stay in that space as long as you can. Become part of that space. Okay, the floodgates are opening. There's a rush of thoughts coming back to our class, to the world, to computers and lights, tables and chairs. And you can open your eyes. So that's the work for the next week. That's the homework. Just to take a few moments, and it's not a big deal at all. This space needs to be cultivated, needs to be established. You have to claim this ground within you. And it will be more purified and more real and more present the longer you do this. This first stage of quieting is very important because it automatically clears the mind and gives us a sacred space. And it's all about quieting and becoming free of distractions, and so that we control this space, so that the mercury and our mental light controls this space, so that the energy of our sulfur and passions and soul can start speaking to us. And so the new salt, or new being that incorporates all parts of us, the complete triad of who we are, will come to fruition and expression in this space. And the whole dialogue will be complete. But this important step has to be achieved. To continue to step two, which we'll do next week, you may have to put a lot of work into this, but it'll be worth it. It will be every second you can spend in that empty space will be worth it. Okay, it's 8 o'clock. I'm going to actually end here tonight. So I appreciate your attention. If you have any questions or comments. Okay, if you have any problems, you can email me. I did send out some instructions on this meditation, correct? Okay.
Yes.
This is the kind of meditation performed by the alchemist in the Middle Ages. And we get to share this this space with them. They were seeing the same type of things that we achieved. And if you didn't achieve anything, if there were lots of images and thoughts and garbage floating around, it will go away. It will go away over time. And you don't want to force anything. You don't want to push a thought away or saying, I'm not going to think that, because that creates the energy that's going to drive that somewhere else in your unconscious, or somewhere where it'll come back at you with another image or another thought. And you don't want to get caught in that trap where everything starts to multiply in your head because you're pushing it away, because you're putting energy into it. The whole secret is letting go. And if you have a strong personality, a strong ego, you're going to face that in this kind of meditation. It's about letting go of spirit, striving, and reaching out to soul, which is in the silence. So if you have any problems, give me an email or something. And otherwise, happy meditations. See you next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes. Say later.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.